And from the St. Louis Blues, former Winnipegger here with us right now, Alex Steen. Alex, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And obviously when you do come to town, it's not only to visit family and friends, but it's to get together with a bunch of people for the Amadeus Steen Foundation.
Maybe we should introduce him as son of city councilor Thomas Steen.
Yeah, he hasn't heard that enough. Eh?
Did you hear your dad's a city councilor now?
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
Nobody shook their head twice more than Alex.
No. That was a different road for him, for sure. Yeah. Especially with his public speaking skills. But he's doing well, though.
He is doing very well, your dad. You should be proud. And not only that, I mean, just the amount of events he's actually been doing since it's been announced about the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, you know, he was a team captain. You have to be proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's... You know, I was very excited when that got announced.
We talked to you.
Yeah.
Just before, when the rumors were going, and you were one of those guys that took the high road. You stayed cautiously optimistic, but you were pretty amped up.
Yeah, I was amped up. I think the whole city was. I think last couple of years when we come back to do this this golf tournament and gala stuff, and the city just buzzing and buzzing, and, you know, I'm happy for the city and the fans, and... you know, I'll be honest, I've already checked when I'm coming into town.
Yeah, well, I just asked you because I didn't have the schedule in front of me. February 25th, the St. Louis Blues will be here to face the Winnipeg Jets.
And that'll be your one and only stop here, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Schedule as it is.
Yeah, the Jets are going to start in the Eastern Conference, so we only play them the one time, but I'm happy it was in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been fun to play them in St. Louis, too, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's going to be special coming into this building.
And you feel the same way about coming in this week every year. The Amadeus Steen Foundation does such wonderful work in raising a lot of funds for Children's Hospital and various charities. But little fishing derby with some of the boys. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about tonight, because we do have tickets to give away for the Whiteout Auction Gala that happens at the Can-Am Inns Polo Park. Lots of great merchandise, but give us some of the names that are going to be glad-handing tonight.
Yeah, it starts at 6 at Can-Am Inns, like you said, and, you know, they're are some tickets. I think you can, you know, you got $50 and walk up, there should be some tickets at the door. And yeah, Dennis Hall and TJ Oshie are co-chairing the event this year. You know, it's that's going to be really cool. Andy Frost said, say hello. He's
yes.
in town.
Andy's the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs there. He's in town
he's
now,
in
okay?
Town, yeah.
And a 92 City FM alumni.
Oh, the rock and roll doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that was my idol in radio, honest to God.
You don't sound anything like him all these years later.
No, I don't. You can't emulate greatness like that.
Yeah, and we're picking up Daryl Sittler later today.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously the local, a lot of local guys and Johnny and...
Big Joe here.
Yeah, Big Joe.
Well, yeah, there's a whole list of pros, and then there's one plus a Joe. But here's the best part. Tomorrow is the golf tournament, and that's been sold out for months. But this is the classic. I'll MC a lot of golf tournaments. Today I'm out for Tim Hortons, their 10th anniversary with Kelly Rudy. I'm going to see if Kelly wants to overnight here in Winnipeg, and we'll bring him out tomorrow. Because anything goes tomorrow at Glendale. But here's the best part. It happens every year. The golf's over. I run into Alex, everybody's getting showered up, and I run into Thomas. And I'll say, okay, boys, same as last year. Alex starts laughing because he knows exactly what's going to happen here. I'm going to go right up to Thomas, and he forgets every year. I go, Thomas, so you've got this long-winded speech. You're ready to go. 20, 25 minutes we're giving you tonight. Alex is dying laughing. I'm dying laughing. Thomas is starting to sweat. Yeah. He's like that last piece of toast on the plate, you know, when you take it off.
Get a little moist.
And then Alex has to bail him out, and he goes, yeah, okay, Dad. Don't worry. I'll be doing the speech.
I got it.
Yeah. So Thomas comes up, gives it a wave.
Yeah. Stands behind me.
But it is great work that you guys do. All kidding aside, guys like Pat McCullough behind the scenes that really, it's 365 days. But tonight, Can-Am Inns, tickets at the door for the gala. Get a chance to talk to all the guys and look at some great auction stuff as well. And then we'll tee it up tomorrow at Glendale.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good.
And February 25th.
Yeah.
It's only season tickets that are for sale right now, Alex, so you can't even get in on the Steiner collection of tickets until individual game day.
Yeah.
And wait in line like the rest of us.
Yeah. We'll see how successful Dad is as a city councilor if he has any pull to get ticks for the game.
Yeah.
Get now the rest of the family in.
Yeah. We'll see what he can do.
You bet. Alex, thanks again for all the great work you guys do here with the Amadeus Steen Foundation.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.